Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. My gosh, our comments are going wild already. So welcome in, everybody. You are back. Yay. Sorry for being a little bit tardy, and I'm hoping that Deborah will be on with us. We've had technical issues all day, so we'll see here what goes on. But in the meantime, me and Sue are here, which is just as good and fabulous. And like I said, hopefully Deborah will be on here soon. Oh, here, all our stuff's working. And you guys are already rolling in these comments. Oh my gosh. So before we get started with readings, and you guys can start throwing your questions in for sure. But Sue, I want you to just introduce yourself again to everybody. They should all know you by now, but go for it.
Yeah. So my name is Suzanne Hunt. Most people call me Sue. And I am a clairvoyant and a healer and a spiritual teacher and a minister for the Church of Infinite Spirit. And so this is the first time I've done readings in this format, so it's kind of exciting. And so we'll see what we get, but I'm looking forward to getting to know some of you this afternoon and doing some little reads on questions that you have. So with that.
I love it. I love it. And Sue does have a presentation that's pre-recorded, so that is in the facilitator space for Suzanne Hunt. So you guys can find it there on oneheartoneearth.net. And I would say you're with the November Awakening, but I think everybody already knows that. We've got like minutes and we haven't even started. Yeah.
Yeah, so my presentation's about, honoring your true self. So I think in keeping with the theme of awakening, so I hope you'll join me, and then for the live questions. And so with that, should we get started?
We should. So we have Jerry says we're back, virtual hug. Jen says hello again. Eve says hi. Linda says hi. Kim says great to be back. We've got hi from the UK. Sarah says hi. I mean, there's just so many. I know. So, you know, I'm just going to scroll through these comments and see who jumps out to me and take a look at their energy. And if you want to do the same thing, Sue, we'll kind of pick out who we want to do first here.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm seeing a question from Claire Morgan Caswell, a message about my gifts or any message that comes, wondering if more grandmother stuff is out there. I take it that you're a mother and a grandmother, Claire, I would assume. And let me take a look. So when I look at your gifts, I'm seeing your gifts are here at the throat chakra in speaking and being able to communicate. There is a communication space that is well-rounded for you. And what I'm seeing is that when you communicate with the loved ones in your life that you really do, they hear you and they're able to hear you because of the energy that you run in this space. And there's another area, I think I'm seeing your crown chakra, which is your knowingness right there at the top of your head. It's our connection with our own truth, with our own spirituality. And it looks like you have a very strong gift in the area of knowing and knowing how to help people. So in that communication space, that is very, very strong for you. At what I'm seeing that you are your next step in growing your gifts is to tie the two together and start activating more and more of your the center of your head, which is your intuitive space. You already have an intuitive space, but the intuitive space is going to be opened up in the coming year to be more visual. So I would encourage you to look for cues or look for nudges that lead you in a way or in a direction. Maybe it's a path of learning or teaching or expanding those gifts. And then there was something else, but and if you have another question, grandmother, I wonder if more grandmother stuff is there. I guess I'm not certain what that means. We'll call that complete because we have lots of people to work with. I'm not seeing anything specific, unless you do, Lisa.
I was tuning into Danny, who said, "I received an interesting job opportunity. Is it right for me?" And you know what I see, Danny, with this interesting job opportunity is it's like one step away from what's aligned or what's right for you. And what I mean by that is I'm seeing that your flower, you as a flower, like blossoming. And as you blossom, it's like a little bit with this interesting opportunity, but there's something behind that that is opening even more. So it's like, this is a step to take. This interesting job opportunity does not feel long-term. It feels like something you might try that leads you to the next thing. That's what I'm getting for the interesting job opportunity. So that's what I'm seeing there. My gosh, you guys, so many comments.
I'm just kind of jumping around. I'm looking at Gia, 14. Almost 18 years ago, the image of a man appeared to me in my room in the middle of the night. He imprinted in my mind that he came for me. Why did he come for you? The image I'm getting when I look at your space is that that particular man is one of your guides and that he came to connect with you. And I don't know if you had any other interactions with him, but it looks like this is someone that you are able to connect with, and you have remembered the incident because you connect with this spirit, this individual, this soul out on the astral planet, out on the astral plane, I should say. And that I would encourage you that when you go to sleep at night to go ahead and when you are about to doze off, to set an intention to connect with this individual and in fact ask that their name be shown to you. And I think you'll find there's a lot of awareness that you can get through that experience and that this soul, this spirit guide can be of great support to you.
I love it. And I have this immediate validation, Sue. So Claire says, yes, thank you. I got it for you. And Danny said, oh, wow, the job is working with a healer who creates flower essences. So yay that I was sharing the flowers. And she said, yes, it is Step as her business manager. So I love that, Danny. I'm so, so glad that you shared that. So I'm going to scroll kind of up here and see.
I'm looking at Sarah Agnifili. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Sorry if I mutilated it. Can you tell me what my gifts are? I feel like I'm having a hard time opening and recognizing them. And so when I'm looking at your space, Sarah, I see a great big heart space. I see you have a lot of validation for other people and that you are indeed a gift to many people in your life. And that when you connect with them, you connect with them at a very deep level and you probably have fewer people that you're really connected with that you feel really safe and open to in your life. And you could have more, but you connect in a very deep way. And one of the gifts that you have is you have a very connected second chakra, and that's our emotional center, and that you actually perceive a lot of intuitive information through your second chakra. And so it tends to be very open, and it tends to have a lot of energy in the space that kind of clouds your ability to read that information or to be as in touch with your own emotions. But what I'm seeing is that it would be great for you to find a way to keep that space clean. And we don't have time to talk about it here. There's lots of teachers and healers on the program over the week. And I think you can, if you let yourself be attracted to some and look for one where you can find to manage that emotional space. But that is a very fertile area of intuition for you, and you can learn to use it. So I think you're very intuitive. I think you're very gifted in your connections with people and your ability to know where they're coming from and understand them at a very deep level, and that you could certainly use that in your work and in connecting with people. So I'll leave it at that since we're doing short readings.
Well, you know what's funny is I love it when we surprise ourselves with our own psychicness. And I was scrolling through the names and I saw Chris McCullough's name and I thought, I know that they don't have a question, but I kind of want to read them. And then literally, Chris, you posted this question. Do you have a message from my spirit guide? I'm having trouble connecting. Thank you. I love it. So Chris, when I look at your energy, you have this really incredible forest green energy in your auric field. It's just really, really beautiful forest green. And that tells me, I think you're pretty grounded actually. And I think you have a really strong connection with Mother Earth and with nature. And that leads me to feeling this very shamanic energy. And I feel like you are this shaman. And I very specifically see a Peruvian shaman. I see a lot of gold and black face painting on this particular spirit guide. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a male energy. Lots of this gold and black face painting. It's almost Egyptian, but I know it's Peruvian for some reason. I can see the mountain or wherever that is in Peru. I can't think of the name of it, but I know that it's in Peru. There's some mount something. Machu Picchu. That's what it is. So you have this spirit guide and this strong connection, I think, to Machu Picchu and the Peruvian path because of this really deep green and gold energy that you have, Chris. And so trouble connecting, I actually feel like the best way for you to connect is in nature. You're shimmying your bare feet on the earth and rocks. So like we have all these great crystals, you know, just like really beautiful crystals. And that's like almost an off-putting energy for you. You need like rocks and stones from the earth, mountains, if you can get it. It feels like that would really help you getting your bare feet again on the earth, hugging a tree, like the nature elements, not the crystal elements, but the nature elements are what's going to help you, Chris, to connect with your spirit guide. As far as messages, I feel like you're a natural shaman and you've really got strong dream energy. Like, I don't know if you have lucid dreams or you do dream work, but it feels like you are easily able to transition between different dimensions. And so really your next step is understanding how to do dream work as a shaman. That's what I get for you. So I hope that helps.
And I'm looking at Jen Nyberg and how can I integrate my new spiritual gifts into this website? I don't know if you already worked with her. Which gifts of mine will come to the forefront? What I'm saying for you, I don't know if this is exactly your question, but I'll tell you what I'm looking for you, is I'm saying that you're very connected between your fourth chakra, which is your relationship space, primarily with yourself, and your third chakra, which is your power center. And so one dynamic that's going on in your space that would be helpful for you to be aware of is that you can, you have such an empowerment ability and you can really move forward and manifest what you would like in life. But one of the interesting things with the dynamics between these two chakras is it's really important for you to really feel an affinity with what you're doing. So what I'm saying is if something feels like it's off or you're kind of dragging your feet or you're having a hard time getting something going, excuse me, it's because you don't love it. So when you love it, magic opens the doors. And so one of the beautiful aspects about the energy dynamics that you have is that you have such an ability to manifest, but it needs to be something that you really are clear and you're really excited about. And so you might take that message and look at what it is on your website that you're wanting to integrate and how to bring that gift of really being able to manifest what you want on your website. And I'll be complete with that.
Sue, I miss you. I love you. I just get down listening to
work together like this. How fun.
It is so fun. It's so fun. But we need a breakfast soon. I miss our breakfast time.
Oh, gosh. Let's do it.
Let's totally do it after this awakening. So I was really drawn to Susan. She said, I'm taking care of my dad for 3 years now. He just went on hospice. I can't see anything about where I want to go do or be next and would love any insight. So Susan, I see all sorts of stuff for you. The first thing that I see is just a single white candle lit. And I see this peacefulness. So during this time that your dad is in hospice, it's like you're just holding the space. You're holding the light for him, for the family. And it feels very quiet and peaceful. It feels like his passing will be quiet and peaceful. So it just feels like it's going to be this peaceful time. So that's the very first thing I got for you, Susan. But then when you ask, what am I going to do next? What am I going to be? I just see you breaking free. And I literally see like you're covered in stone and you just burst open and all these rocks just go flying everywhere and they're all over the place. And it's like you just blow out of yourself. And I think where you're headed is on your path of awakening. Hi, that's why you're on this community and on here right now, I'm sure. But I think what's going to happen is you're just going to go everywhere and do everything. It almost feels like you're going to be a little, for lack of a better term, a little schizophrenic at first, because I think you're going to be like, I want to try this. I want to try that. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. And there's only so much you can do because I think we're still going to be light on travel and quarantine and that kind of thing over the next 18 months. And so with that, you're going to do a lot of different things within reason of the time frame. So at first, it's going to feel like you have a closet full of clothes and you don't know what to wear. And that may even be what you're feeling right now, honestly, with what you're saying. However, what you're going to do next is explore everything. And that's what I think. And you know, it's very interesting. This book pops up in my head. And the book is Energy Medicine by Donna Eden. And I think that that is something that you should read. It's going to give you examples of different modalities. And actually, I'm totally plugging myself right now, but I have a free video here on YouTube called What Healer Are You? I would watch that because we talk about all the different modalities and it gives you the ability to explore what you're most drawn to. So that's what I see. You're a healer. You're on your awakening journey. You're just holding space right now for your dad and your family. And then I think you're just going to break free.
Nice. Nice, Lisa. Yeah. Awesome. I'm looking at Tumara official music channel. Maybe this is but Tumara, I'm looking at you. And she says, I'm looking to get more connected with my gifts and guides. My gifts were shut off at one time and I feel I'm in a safer place to connect again. Are there any messages from my guides have for me? So the first thing I'm hearing from your guides is get to it. I'm seeing and your guides are showing me that you're really looking for a space of a quiet space to start opening up those gifts again. I see you seeking and kind of in alignment with what Lisa was saying to the previous individual, looking for ways and maybe throughout the week, looking at the videos, getting engaged with the different conversations so that you can have some experiences and step your toe in some different modalities and see what's right for you. But the first thing that would really help to get this space grounded will be to spend some time in meditation and in alone so that you can start to reestablish a quiet space for you to receive, because your messages will come through your receiving channel. And whether you're meditating or even something like gardening or being in the outdoors can help, or maybe even sitting on the couch, just drifting, but letting your space be in an open and welcoming space to receive. Because it looks like you get very busy and very focused, and that's what life does. But taking time to kind of go quiet, go inward, and any space that you find would be a great way to open that up. And the one aspect I'll touch on before we close for you is I see that you're very clairvoyant, actually, very visual. So allow yourself to play with those visual kind of images, and be aware that your visual information, whether you're projecting it or receiving it, is very powerful. So what you're thinking is what you're getting. And so be in awareness about your thoughts. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I got to show you guys, my kitty has like been crazy. And now look, she's like passed out in the corner. She's like just down here in the corner. She is passed out. And I love it. Animals know when you're doing energy work, don't they? Because she's like out. She's like, oh, you're doing readings. I'm out. I was really drawn to Cheryl. Her question was, I used to be connected, but since my heart surgery 10 years ago, I feel very disconnected. Any ideas? This is very peculiar because actually when I read that, the very first thing that I saw is that an entity energy shifted into your body during that surgery. So I don't think that's super dramatic, except that I think it has affected your ability to connect. And it feels like it came in here on the right side. This is my left side, but it's the right side, which should be. Feels like it came in on the right side and is like hanging out here in the throat chakra. I'd be curious with the throat chakra. I mean, that's communication, but it's also thyroid. I'd be curious if you've had any hormone or thyroid or anything since then, even though that was the heart surgery. So I think clearing your space would be really, really good. And you can go have a healer do it, but you can also just, there's so many great resources. But again, I cannot recommend Snowbel, N-O-B-E-L enough. If you want to go on YouTube, he's got tons of stuff to deprogram and remove implants and all that thing. So I would clear that out. Also, Sue, I will plug her, is an incredible healer. So I imagine she could clear that space as well. The other thing that comes up is that you did connect spiritually. So I wouldn't say it's a near-death experience, but I would say you had a very strong spiritual connection during this heart surgery. And for some reason, your soul, it's not like your soul didn't come all the way back, but it's like something about you is still out there. So I feel like grounding yourself, pulling yourself into the body, feeling your feet onto the earth, and really wanting to be here. I think there was part of you is like, hey, I really don't want to do this anymore. And then everything was okay. And you went through the surgery and now you've still kind of been in this floaty. It's interesting because I see the image that they're showing me is a person's head in a fishbowl. It's like you're just sort of floaty and drowning feeling, but you're looking around. And so it's about grounding and clearing your energy, truly. I mean, we all have to clear energy, but like literally, I think that that's what you need to do. So I find that very interesting. So I hope that helps. I don't know if that helped or not, but I hope it did. All right, Sue.
I'm looking at Bernadette. I have been doing consulting work, and I haven't really listened to the which ones you've answered. So, Lisa, if you've answered
me,
I've kind of been meditating or looking at that. So I have been doing consulting work with my last employer to clean up the books since I left a year ago. Now they want me to do part-time, 12 to 15 hours a month moving forward. Should I? And so I look at the path, kind of a difference between working with your employer versus something else. And what I'm seeing for you is that this might be a good avenue to do for a while, but I'm getting the sense that in 6 to 8 months, maybe longer, that something, a new opportunity will be coming to you. So if you enjoy working with those folks in your past employer, then go ahead and do what feels right, but know that I see a new opportunity coming in later on. So if you would feel uncomfortable becoming an employee and then leaving at that time, then you may want to continue as a consultant. But so that would be my thoughts on that. And then
I'm looking at Kim. Go ahead, Sue.
I see Elke Kondolowitz. Could I please get a reading? Do you want to send a question, Elke, or maybe she's just looking for a off the cuff? Yes, go ahead.
Elke just posted again, too. She said,
What gift should I develop? Okay, go ahead with yours, and I'll take a look at Elke.
Okay, perfect. I'm looking at Kim. You said, I had an interesting experience in Egypt in 2007 and another larger experience in 2013. Do these events have anything to do with what I'll be doing in the future, and what else can I do to open my gifts? So I took that one because obviously Egypt, I channel the collective of the Golden Ankh, and Egypt is huge with the 13th sign and the Stargate we just went through. I even changed my photos here to Isis and Osiris, and that papyrus is actually from Egypt. So here's what I see for you, Kim. So absolutely, these experiences are connected. And really what it is they're coming up to show you a part of yourself, a lifetime that you lived, tools that you have, lineage that's in your DNA, right? You were in Egypt, you had life, you had two lifetimes in Egypt, in ancient Egypt. One of those lifetimes you weren't a priest, but like you worked for one. I don't know how that works in Egypt, but it looks like you worked for a priest. You were always watching to see what they were doing and trying to learn, even though it was like in the class structure that you could never be one. And so this is about embracing your gifts now as a priest. And you know what's interesting is Hathor comes to mind. That just came up recently and I can't remember where, but that comes to mind. So that would be somebody to look at. And Horus is the other one, both H's. That feels like those are ascended masters to work with their energy is what I feel for you, Kim. And as far as what you're going to do in the future, of course, this guides you because this is part of your soul DNA. This is something in your Akashic records, is this connection to ancient Egypt, because ancient Egypt brought through a lot of light codes from the interdimensional planes. And because those light codes from the interdimensional planes came through kind of sprinkled down onto people in Egypt and created a lot of that society, you're bringing that through now in light codes. So that is what you're going to take forward. And I feel like you're going to take it forward in alchemy, mysticism, magic, manifestation, the ability to create for yourself. I also think it's worth researching ancient Egypt and seeing what comes up for you, because I think you're going to find that there are some paths, some learning paths that may come up for you as well. So that's what I have for you. And go ahead, Sue.
Great. So I've been looking at Elke Kondolowitz. And she was asking, what gifts should I develop? And when I look at you, Elke, I'm seeing some energy coming out of your hands. Looks like you have been in past lives you are a natural healer, and you bring that natural healing ability in from your past lives. And so I'm just watching energy flow out of your palms, and it looks like you could be actively using this to work as a healer, like a Reiki. There are so many different modalities to choose from, healing touch, or even if you were working clairvoyantly, you would I see you using your hands in a lot of the process. I know I use my hands in a lot of the process too, so I can relate. But so that healing ability looks like a gift that is there within you, should you want to open that up. And I'm seeing also some throat energy And the throat, of course, is our communication space, and that you have ability to heal and work with people through your voice. So even if you're with a friend and you're chatting with that person, you're engaging with them, that you have a sense of where they're at, what's needed to help support them, and you console them with a voice. You could also, there's 100 modalities where you could be working with people, coaching, counseling, many of these kinds of things. So you might do some discovery this week. And before I close, I also see some interesting energy on the outside of your bubble. Looks like you have an interesting aura bubble. The aura bubble extends about an arm's length out from the body, and yours is actually very pliable, very strong, but also very perceptive. And so it's like your intuitive ability comes sometimes just through being in the room with someone. And so you might tune and tone that if it doesn't feel like that resonates with you now, but you have an ability to pick up what's happening in the room. And that can be a wonderful quality to be so empathic. It can also be a little bit of a bugaboo because we can pick up energy that we may not want to. So, during the week, you might look at some of the healers and the speakers that come on to look for ways to protect the outside of your aura bubble. But definitely, you're a healer, my dear. So thank you. I'll be complete with that.
Beautiful. So I was looking at Buddha Warrior. Buddha Warrior, you said you are wondering if you have any gifts that you're feeling stuck. And when I looked at it clairvoyantly, the very first thing that I saw is you put up your hands. I saw all this energy come out of your hands. And then that energy turned into these crystals, almost like an X-Men character where you're like shooting crystals out of the palms of your hands. And so obviously working with crystals and working with energy with your hands is very important to you. And what's interesting is I see this being really connected to your life experiences in Atlantis. So there is energy there with the liquid crystals and the crystal healing with Atlantis. You may even want to look into Mount Shasta and Lemuria, but it feels more connected to those liquid crystals energy. But you could work with any kind of crystals. I have a bunch back here. You could do whatever, but it feels like that kind of healing is really good. So one of your gifts is your healer. The other thing that comes through is your empathic abilities. Like, don't underestimate your empathic self. You really do know inherently the answers, and you know how people are feeling, you know what their emotional state is, and you know exactly what they need to feel comfortable. And that gift you can use in anything. I was in fashion retail for 22 years, and part of why I was a good manager is because I had gifts as a psychic, and I knew how to build teams that had synergy because I could read their energy. And I was in the office with girls who were crying about their boyfriends because we all worked at the mall, and I was good at holding space for them. So no matter what kind of job or construct you operate in, Buddha Warrior, you are still using this empathic ability. So I would look into being empathic. I would look at crystal healing. I would look at Atlantis.
Great. I'm looking at Peggy Scratchard, how to heal my past life trauma to stop fearing to manifest my gifts again. So I'm seeing that there was a past life and that you were punished for, I'm just seeing some energy in your eyes, and you could definitely work with a healer, and we don't have time to do anything here. Work with a healer to clear the energy out of your eyes, because I think your information is visual. And so that would be one step. Find a healer, somebody you can work with. There's going to be a week. Maybe you could even do this over the week with intention. We heal ourselves with intention and attention. You'll hear me talk about that in all of my videos. But so one thing you can do is just work with that intention. Have your intention for the week to heal that space as you attend and watch all of the healing, the lovely healing I'm trying to think of a word to call them all, presentations that we have this week. And then the other thing I noticed about your space is that there is a tendency for you to look at someone else who has some kind of a psychic gift or a healing gift or whatever their spiritual gifts are. And then you compare yourself with that person, and then you downplay the information that you got. So what I'm seeing is that some validation for the spiritual information that you receive would go a long way to healing that space, because the old energy that's there is that there's something wrong here. And so taking a step away from that and having your sights on creating a spiritual, creating the spiritual, opening up the spiritual gifts that you want to open, you can move through that by working with your intention, but also validating what's there for you. And just notice if we're looking at someone else and some wonderful piece of information that they received. Psychics do it all the time. Wow, look what information she got. And then all of a sudden, something's wrong here. Don't do that. We all have to struggle with that. So just notice if you're catching yourself comparing that comparison energy, toss it away and focus on where you're going, because you have a beautiful path in front of you. As I see a healer, and I see a very visual, clairvoyant, intuitive kinds of gifts there for you. So best of luck to you.
I love it. I was looking at Island Wise, and your question, Island Wise, was to look at your spirit guides so that you could deepen your work. And it's funny, when I looked at it, I saw you graduating, like had the cap and gown kind of thing, and you're walking across the stage. And I heard this message, you know, you have felt a little bit like you're still a kid, or like you're still that graduate walking across the stage. And that deepening of your gifts is really you stepping into you as a woman. It's kind of like moving from the maiden to the mother. It's like you stepping into the power of who you are. You carry all of this information, and it's putting some words or articulation or definition to that information that you carry. I actually see you have a very direct connection to the Akashic Records, and that is part of your journey next to deepen your work and to take it to a new level, because there's just so much more to unfold for you. And so I think that that's really important. And I think it's just removing your mindset. You're not just some young kid. You're not a kid at all. You're actually a very wise being. And it's about being that wise soul and stepping into that. And I think you're going to find the more you do, the more powerful you're going to become. So.
Awesome, Lisa. I'm looking at, Nina B, not sure which direction I should go in as far as my spiritual gifts. Should I just focus on one specific thing? And so when I look at you, Nina B, I see that your attention is a little bit scattered. And so learning to, yes, definitely focus on one thing. And what I see for you, though, is to learn maybe through some meditation techniques over the week to learn to bring your attention in and focus your attention on your own crown chakra so that you can be in your truth. And you can do that so easily simply by having your awareness on your crown chakra. What is my truth? And then what I'm seeing for you is kind of a winding road. I'm seeing that there is a path, and as you take this path and start to open up certain gifts, and then I see you moving along to the next. It's like you know, those game boards where you go to one game and you get some information, and you go to the next place on the board and you get some more information, kind of like that. And so the first step that I see for you accessing your spiritual gifts is to really get centered on who you are and get that focus on your own crown chakra. And I see you as being a little bit, and this is a natural thing, sometimes when we're very intuitive, we tend to float out of our body a little bit. And so I see you floating up above your body. And so one thing that will really help you make some great decisions on which avenues are these wonderful avenues that you're looking at is the best for you is to get grounded. And when you can ground from like the base of your spine, you can kind of get in your body. And then similar to what I was talking with another individual, and all the names escape me, I'm seeing that feeling very excited, very enthusiastic about a choice you're making is going to tell you that it's the right one. So that feeling center, your emotional center there in the second chakra, lower half of the lower abdomen, is very tuned in to what's right for you. And when you're grounded and clear, then that center can help guide you to where you want to go, what feels right. So starting with what feels right through the myriad and all the beautiful presentations we have this week. And when that excitement and that enthusiasm comes up, take a step and just know that you may have, it's a journey. And so you might be journeying through, I see you adding several different modalities and creating a suite of gifts that you will want to maybe access and use to work with clients. And I'm clipping with that.
So beautiful. Oh my gosh. You guys are so great. Look at all these comments. Holy moly. So Julie Sherwood, you haven't talked to her yet, Sue, right?
I don't think so.
I know. It's like, woo, and you're clairvoyant. I do want to make a comment. I'm not even going to wager your handle, but you have 333 and you were talking about your soul tribe. I do want to comment when I look at your handle, like these spirals of dot paintings, which is the Aboriginal paintings, like flies out of your handle. So definitely have an Aboriginal connection. So I would look at Aboriginal shamans. Boy, I can't talk. You can tell I've been live since 7 a.m. But Julie Sherwood said she's transitioning from Seattle to Tucson within the next month. She would love any messages or insights. And so I think I'm just going to, let me just look at this for 1 second here. Seattle to Tucson. The very first image I see is a lot of sunshine and warmth, and I feel that too. So I know there's a literal weather change, but I also feel like it's symbolic for you. So you are moving from a colder place to a warmer place, arguably, but you're also moving from a colder place spiritually to a warmer place. It feels like you're going to have a much bigger community base when you move to Tucson. I feel like you're going to have a lot more friends, honestly, a better social circle, like more community, better connections. It's much more spiritual. It feels like where you are right now is very cold for you. And I feel like maybe it's hard for you to leave a couple people there, but it's not going to be as hard as you think, is my sense. So just keep that in mind. So that's what I get for you. And Sue, let's each do one more, and then I think we'll probably be wrapping up. And I promise Deborah will come on. She had classes teaching today and not sure what's going on with her schedule, but I'll keep you guys posted. It'll happen for sure. But let's each do one more before we wrap up. So,
okay. I was just looking at Karen Rosenberg. I've been healing friends and family most of my life by listening, talking to them, and not knowing. What are my steps to heal others on a one-to-one basis that I need more healing into this new Stargate 2021. And Karen, I'm seeing you're also a healer, and a lot of your healing comes in, and your ability to read and comfort comes from the emotional center. So when you are with your friends and with people in your life, you're able to pick up on what they need. And that is, you've got that healer's instinct. And so what I'm seeing for you is that also, as I saw with some other folks, you've got some very nice ability to work with your hands. I see that one opportunity for you would be to work with healing, hands-on healing of some kind. But I also see that you're doing some kind of communication and working through the crown chakra. So all of these, in fact, as I'm looking at you, several of these other chakra centers are opening up. And so it looks like there's lots of pathways for you. But the first thing that would be really great for you would be to, when you're looking at healing for yourself, learn to dial down your second chakra, because when our second chakra is wide open and we're taking on and we're being there as a healer for everyone, then it's a little harder to be aware of our own needs and to take good care of ourselves. And let me tell you that healers and clairvoyants, we all struggle with this. And so one step would be is to be able to turn off, this is going to sound counterproductive, but turn off the second chakra that is so tuned into everyone else so that you can be in touch with your own feelings. And I'm seeing that you could very easily work healing with practices with your palms and a lot with your communication, and that the knowingness on the crown as it begins, the energy will flow down from the crown into your fifth chakra, and then I see it going down your arms. So that could be Reiki, it could be healing touch. There are so many wonderful modalities, and so I'll be complete with that.
All right. Well, I'll do one last one here. So Fabiola, or Fabiola, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, you guys. But I would love to know how to get over my fears of acquiring my gifts and man that is stuck in the throat chakra. You actually have your gifts. You've acquired them. What I see is your fear is actually using them. And, you know, we could blame a lot of alternate lives, right? Like whether we were killed for it or whether we did bad things with it or whatever it was. And I think you've had a combination of that. So I don't like to get stuck on that because that really isn't what's happening in the now time. I think your focus is really to clear the throat. Blue crystals, blue candles, flower essences, energy work in that throat chakra. But when I look in that, I actually see a direct connection to your dad. I see that you weren't able to communicate your truth to him in particular, maybe even other authority figures, because I see the symbol that I have for teacher. So it feels to me like you've known a lot of truth and you weren't able to call it out because they might have been adults and you were a kid. You couldn't say what you knew, even though you knew they were totally BSing you. And it also looks like that's happened with other people. You don't want to hurt their feelings, something like that. So you haven't really spoken your truth. Your gifts are your knowing of the truth, your clairvoyance, your psychic gifts. And it's really being able to speak what those are and trust. Absolutely trust that what you say will come from God's source and that it's going to be compassionate. It's not going to be harmful. I think that's really the inner work to do there with that. So that is that. I'm complete with that as well. And Sue, I just love you so much. I'm a little bummed that Deborah wasn't with us, but I love you. So it doesn't really matter. We still had fun.
We did have fun. And yes, let's look at that breakfast.
yes, we totally need to. And if you guys want to see Sue's presentation, it's Suzanne Hunt. She is right on the presenter list. She has a gift she's offering. Do you want to share your website and what you're offering and what you want to share with folks?
I forgot what I'm offering.
I'll pull it up. You tell everyone your website and I'll pull up what
www.energetichealingarts.com. Am I have an echo?
No, you're all right.
Oh, I thought I heard an echo when I was talking. So www www.energetichealingarts.com all together. And I think I'm offering a discount on readings, but I can't remember what it is. So if you'd like a reading, you can go to my website and go to my acuity scheduler and book a reading. And I'm also teaching. I'm teaching meditation classes where we work with a lot of these tools I've been talking about and helping people find their truth, helping them step into their truth, learning to find that quiet place. And it's a very visual kind of meditation that I'm teaching people, the meditation style that and the tools that we learned in clairvoyant school. And so this is... These are definitely gifts to enhance your journey, as well as this week. So check my website. And is it a percentage off?
It is. So Sue is offering 20% off an hour reading, which is a great deal. Uh-huh. And I've known Sue for a really long time, and I can tell you she's awesome and super accurate and super great. So definitely take advantage of that. And I also put up on the screen a couple notes because this is our last show of the day, if you can believe it. I've been live since 7 a.m. So 12 hours. What is that? 10 hours. With a couple short breaks. But the point is, you can gain access to all of our 2020 summit video presentations with a free 14-day trial of the Light Library. So if you go to ajatakasha.com, that is my sacred space for my psychic and spiritual work, all of my channel transmissions. If you go to ajatakasha.com, which by the way is Sanskrit and Tibetan for boundless and infinite space, that's why it's called that. Yeah. It also makes it hard to find. And there's a reason for that. So anyways, if you find it, you're meant to. But when you go there and you check out the Light Library through the Ajatakasha Institute, you'll go into there and you'll go to the Light Library. It's only $4.44 a month. It's $44 for a year. So inexpensive. There's over 200 presentations. I think Sue has three or four in there.
Exciting.
That'd
be a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, what I did was I turned on a free 14-day trial. So if you sign up for the Light Library and become a patron, you actually get it free for the next 2 weeks. I did that to continue to hold this vibration for the planet, to make it as accessible as possible. And then down along the bottom, it says become a light warrior. Sue is one of our faculty members. I am one as well for the Light Warrior program. And I haven't pushed it too much because I don't like to send out a ton of emails. There'll be more information to come. But if you go into the Ajatakasha Institute, you can view our Light Warrior program. It's an entire year, starts January of 2021. We have 4 or 5 different payment plans. It's very accessible. It's all remote. It's all recorded. And Sue is going to be teaching the anatomy of energy and clairvoyant techniques. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching how to channel. I'm teaching some psychic development, meditation. Oh my God. We have so many great teachers and so many great programs. You will learn everything in this Light Warrior program. It's fabulous. So go look at it. And we have a full video on the Light Warrior program page with all of us faculty members talking about the program to answer your questions. So I just wanted to give that a shout out because we haven't really talked about it very much, Sue, at least not recently.
Yeah. And you know, the Ajatakasha, one thing really wonderful about that program that I just love is there's so many modalities. So some of you who are grappling with what's right for me, and we've heard a lot of questions along those lines today. I'm in a path of discovery. I'm opening. I want to follow my heart. I want to follow my truth. In that program, the Ajatakasha, there are so many modalities that anyone could be having an experience for a year of opening up on all fronts, all different levels, learning so many beautiful techniques and ways to heal themselves, learnings. I mean, I've been focused on this program, so I don't have the list in front of me, but it would be a fabulous way to take a step into 2021 and open your spiritual gifts.
It absolutely is. And we still have early enrollment through Black Friday. So you guys have a couple weeks to get the early enrollment rate, which is a really good rate. And again, it's a whole year. And Julie Hoyle's teaching shadow work. You're going to actually do your work. You're going to do your inner work. You're going to learn how to do these clairvoyant techniques with Sue. You're going to learn how to channel with me. I mean, it's really freaking awesome. I'm not going to lie. And I would love it to have just a lovely group of people who are ready to step into their gifts. And again, it's still early enrollments. You can go snag that if you're ready and willing. And we do have payment plans. We have pay in full. We have pay for 12 months. We have all sorts of different things. I tried to make it as accessible as possible. This is our first year of the Ajatakasha Institute. And so I didn't really think I was going to get into all this, but we might as well. But the Institute's a research and education institute. So we will have research programs with remote viewing, with paranormal, parapsychology, epigenetics, quantum physics, and its relation to each other. So this is really the beginning of something great. So I'm really excited to see this first year class and what they have to bring. And you know, it's the alchemy of the group of people that come together, and you're going to be so, so, so supported. I mean, it's just so much support. All right.
Awesome.
I love you, Sue.
Oh, love you, Lisa. I miss you. Let's do our breakfast. Thank you, everyone, for coming on. What a beautiful, lovely audience we had today. It was so delightful. I was honored to work with each of you. And maybe we'll see you if we come back together again with Deborah.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it. We'll get it going. And you guys have 2 days to watch 34 presentations. Oh. So get on it because we are back live on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. with our morning pulse check. And we are live at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So I will see you guys on Tuesday. I'm going to save my voice between now and then. Mwah! I love everybody. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.